JTEC says listening.
G7ILP calling from the UK, you understand about?
G7ILP, KCHZYB.
G7ILP, I recognise that call sign. How you doing, mate? Am I getting into the repeater okay on this P3? G7ILP.
Oh, yeah, it's sounding good, buddy, no problem at all.
Yeah, okay, G7ILP. I got Echolink on my other device there, the one with the AC mic. Might just give it a try on there. Are you going to be monitoring for a little while?
Yeah, I keep this one on all the time, Kev, so I'll be out here. Good, and grab your other radio, and we'll do an audio test on it and see how it's doing.
Yeah, okay, Jeff, yeah, I'll disconnect from this one and go on Echolink on the other one, and give a shout. Okay, we'll be a minute.
Buddy, see you in a few. KCHZYB.
G7ILP calling through. If you're around there, Jeff. G7ILP calling.
G7ILP, KCHZYB. Yeah, man, I got you in there. Sounding good.
Yeah, G7ILP. Yeah, okay, Jeff. Yeah, that's all right. At least, yeah, and the PTT works on this Echolink as well, on this device I made as well, so it's quite good, really. I know sometimes you can't always get a PTT to work on Echolink, can you? But this works all right. This old Yaesu mic. back to you. G7ILP.
I don't know if you've talked to Ted before over on the international channel, K4TLC. He was having problems with his box chip not keying up Echolink, and along with, you know, other people, depending on what device they had. Well, he had sent an email in to the developers one evening, and they got right back to him and added a feature on Echolink where you could enter the key code or the PTT code in for any device now. So, yeah, Echolink's going to work on any device now as long as you know what the PTT code is. So, I'm glad Ted got in touch with them. And, I mean, they got back with them really quick, too. When they got back with them, they'd already made the changes to the platform. KCHZYB.
Yeah, G7ILP. Yeah. I spoke to Ted a few times, yeah. yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a pain before, really, wasn't it? Because if you had a microphone, like a TM7 or something, and Echolink on it, and you had to use the screen to key up, you know. I remember when I had my TM7, you know, that was about 3 years ago now. And, you know, Echolink was still, you know, wasn't upgraded then, and you just had to key up with the screen, you know. But, yeah, it's good when you do it with the actual PTT button, isn't it? Yeah, good stuff. So, what radio are you on, Jeff? You sound a little bit noisy, a little bit, but not too bad. But back to you.
Well, it's because I'm, like, almost 28 miles from the repeater, and I'm not using an outside antenna. I've just got an antenna that they gave me with the radio in Orlando last year with a 90-degree elbow on it. I'll have something outside. I'll have something outside here soon, hopefully. Well, in the next month or two, I'll have something on the roof. But, yeah, that's why. Because, you know, I'm almost 28 miles from the repeater. Using this antenna, it's only about a foot long on a 90-degree elbow. KCHZYB.
G7ILP. Oh, okay, yeah, you're doing well then, really, isn't you? For that, blimey. Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean, it's just a bit, a little bit noisy, you know, which is understandable, isn't it? If you're 28 miles away from it, just using a little antenna. That's good. Yeah, so, yeah, once you can get one outside, that'll be fully quiet, won't it? Either that or just go on Echolink, Jeff. Be fully quiet then.
Yeah, you know, if you want a crystal clear transmission, just jump out on EchoLink anytime, yeah. Well, I'm glad you jumped out here to check it out, man. I just wish our times weren't so far off, you know, so you could jump in and check out the net at 9 o'clock in the evening. Bunch of great group of guys, and it's a pretty big net. I mean, they have a lot of check-ins on that net, and a great swapping shop as well. And like I said, you know, my buddy Doug that you talked to bought a few things off one of the guys that hangs out on this frequency here. So I know Wayne, he's been out on it, but you know, he works overnight, so it's a perfect time for him to jump out and say hey to the guys out here. But anyway, buddy, I'm gonna go ahead and jump off here. I'm getting ready to start pulling some more of this radio equipment out, getting it set up. But jump out here anytime, man. I've always got this thing on. G7ILP, KCZYP.
Yeah, G7ILP. Yeah, okay, yeah, Jeff. Yeah, we'll do, mate. Well, if I, last few nights I've been waking up in the night and not been able to get to sleep very well, so I'll try and remember. So it's from 2 o'clock, yeah, our time, isn't it? 2 o'clock in the morning. So and that'll be on this repeater, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be 2 a.m. your time on this repeater here. So yeah, if you wake up in the evening sometimes, feel free to jump out here, man. It's a good net. And I believe right after the first round of check-ins is when they start the swapping shop. So, they have quite a bit of equipment that people have out here that I've been hearing. So, yeah, might be interesting for you to kick back and listen to it. But, yeah, man. All right, buddy. Listen, it was good talking to you earlier, too, man. I'm glad you jumped out there. And I'm going to shoot you an email here a little bit later. Probably won't get it till tomorrow. Explaining a few things, so I will catch up with you tomorrow, maybe, man, if you want to jump over on the other one or out on this one, you know, whatever you want to do. So have a good evening, my friend. Sleep well, and we'll catch you later. G7ILP, KCZY.
Yeah, okay then, Jeff. Yeah, well, nice to chat to you, mate, and yeah, thanks for the doing the check with the radio. And yeah, this device works well, considering, you know, I made it up myself. I've had this about 3 or 4 years now, this one, and the phone only cost about £10, I think, off eBay. The one, you know, that is going through now, so that's good. Okay, mate. Anyway, say cheers then, Jeff. Yeah, you have a good rest of the day there, and I'll catch you soon. G7ILP.
We'll catch you later.
G7ILP,
KCZYP73.